Welcome to the PNR Podcast, Episode 2. Today we're going to be talking about politics, but more specifically, what party and why. I'm your host, Mike Proud, and let's begin. So I think first, it'd be fair for those who don't know to kind of cover where I am as far as politics go before I kind of discuss, like, you know, party affiliations and stuff like that, which is what I want to cover on this episode. Shouldn't it be a long episode, but hey, we'll see. Oh, before I begin, there might be little tweaks here and there, like I'm going to start recording ads, which I already did one, and it will be placed, I don't know, somewhere, a mid-roll maybe. I'll take a break maybe after I talk about how, you know, how I approach politics, and then after that we'll insert an ad. And then we'll continue the rest of the episode, and then maybe they tack one on the end. I don't know. I'm new to the whole ad thing. I didn't do it on the first episode, but now Anchor offered me an ad, and I was like, yeah, I'll take it. So, got to pay the bills somehow, right? How am I gonna get that new mixing board if I'm not making ad money? So that's gonna be one little tweak, and then I'm looking to add music via Spotify because Spotify, I believe, owns Anchor. So I can go to Spotify and add tracks there. So when you listen to the podcast on Anchor or Spotify or whatever, there should be music. I don't know if it necessarily carries over to other places to listen to the podcast, though. So again, we'll see just how that goes. I think I'd like to add a Dissident or I don't know. I'll find just some badass track, though, and we'll add it. So, the other thing is, if I do add a track on Spotify, though, it won't carry over to the YouTube video. And, I'm hoping to actually, finish the video tonight, maybe, so I can put it on Monday night. Cause that's what I want to kind of do. I want to kind of work on the video over the week and then finish editing on Monday the video so I can post the video, and then, as I've been doing lately, record the podcast on Sunday and then do any tweaks or re-recordings on Monday and then post those on Tuesday. So that's pretty much what the schedule is going to be from now on. So yeah, like I said, minor tweaks, and now I'm rambling on about it, so don't want to deviate from the episode. So, as I promised last week, we're going to do politics, but politics is such kind of like a broad subject that I just wanted to kind of specify sometimes more than just saying, oh, it's going to be politics or whatever, and then, you know, I kind of wanted to have a direction. So, even though I'll say politics, you'll see kind of when I actually do record the episode, it'll be more specific, so it is a political episode, but the specificity is what party and why. I'm going to kind of bash the parties a little bit. I'm not going to say anything that's untruthful, not necessarily. But okay, yeah, let me talk about myself. I'm a nonpartisan. And I'm a very, like, I feel like I'm a very moderate person, maybe right-leaning, but depending on who you ask, they'll say, oh, you know, Mike is left. Like, he says he's nonpartisan, and that's true, but I think he's left-leaning. Or, you know, if you ask other people, they'll say I'm right-leaning. And it's not what you think. It wouldn't be people... It's not like, it wouldn't be people who are affiliated with that. It's always an opposite thing. So, like, a left-winger will say that, I lean right. Or a right-winger will say I lean left. And that's not always the case. That's just what the case is most of the time. And I always kind of funny when people, you know, try to pinpoint where I stand, even though I say, hey, I think... And I should know, you know, better than most how I feel. And, you know, it's sometimes good to get, like, some sort of subjective opinion or whatever from somebody who's, you know, there on the outside looking at me. But I always feel like when they give that opinion, they're just like completely wrong. So, yeah, that's where I stand, though. I feel like I'm a nonpartisan, moderate voter, and maybe I have a slight lean, and like I said, very slight and right, if there's any lean to me whatsoever. Because sometimes I'll see like just a lot of right wingers being like, oh, okay, I support this or whatever. And then I do too, but then again, I look at it and I'm like, well, I do too, but I also think that you're wrong, and there should be a caveat to how you feel about this. So I feel like I'm a political loner in that regard. I mean, it's not that there isn't nonpartisan moderates out there. I just feel like there's not a lot of us, though. It's like we're going extinct, because you've already seen like a bunch of elections now where like extremism is what's driving voters and whatnot, and it's kind of sad, the state of affairs, really, because I thought that America was not even kind of founded on this, to be honest. And so George Washington, he wasn't some sort of party guy. He was like, I'm gonna do this, it's in the best interest of the country, and hopefully Congress can get their shit together and we'll all vote on this and it will be great or whatever. And there was no, oh, I'm a Democrat or I'm a Republican or whatever. And I forget what they even called. This guy, George Washington, he warned the country in his farewell address about, kind of forming like little cliques or whatever that became, the Democrats and Republicans. He warned the country in his farewell address, like, hey, you shouldn't like group together or whatever. And the country at first was like, oh yeah, this is great. Yeah, we're not going to do that. And I forget what they called it. It was like the age of happiness or the fucking like epoch of handshakes or something. But yeah, that's basically what happened, though. Like there was no parties. Like everybody kind of just said, hey, this is in the interest of my state or the country or whatever. And that's how they would vote on things. And then all of a sudden, there was the Federalists, who were like, super about, oh, federal government's most important or whatever. And then there was Democrats or whatever, who were kind of the opposite. They were very states' rights oriented or whatever. And then parties started splitting from there, because the Democrats did some fucked up shit to Jackson. They kind of conspired against him. So after that, the Democrat Party split. It split into Democrats and Whigs. And then, of course, the Whigs, they were just Democrats, but a little different. I mean, you have that today. You have Republicans in the Tea Party, and I feel like a lot of libertarians they were originally Republicans at one point, and now you got like regular Democrats. And then you got like the extremist, like super liberal ones. And there's just so much damn splintering. I wish as much as I hate the parties, I wish they'd just get their shit together and be like, okay, this is what we all agree on for the common good. But I'll come back to that later. So anyways, though, yeah, in this brief history lesson I'm giving you, you had the Jacksonian Democrats, you had the Whigs. The Whigs were worthless. They couldn't get together. They couldn't be powerful. They couldn't, so eventually down the road, they split up. And then the Republicans took over on a abolitionist platform. And then that's what you had from then on out, really. And yeah, you have had like a trillion other parties over time. But yeah, I'm not going to blow smoke up your ass. I mean, America is a two-party system country. So it's been Democrats and Republicans since, 1856 or whenever the Republicans formed, maybe a little before that. So, yeah. Like I said, though, I'm not affiliated with either party. I kind of, my approach to voting is I examine, whatever candidates, whatever bullshit they promise me. sometimes they keep it. Sometimes they keep their promises. Other times they don't. That's just being a human being at that point, though. I can't completely fault them for that. they thought they would do one thing, and then they either lied about it or they couldn't. So either way, it didn't get accomplished, or it did because they knew that they could get it done and they did it. So, but yeah, that's always been my approach. I examine the candidates, see what fits me best, and I go from there. I'm not going to be like, oh, he has a D next to his name, I better vote for him, or oh, she has an R next to her name, oh, better vote for the R person. That is like such just a stupid and like nonsensical and like not logical way of doing things. And I will never understand it as long as I live, just being like checking the box because there's a certain letter next to that person's name. There's nothing good about that. There's no merits to voting that way. And I mean, it's something that's never going to stop though. And it's just, it's going to, like I said, I feel like I'm extinct. Like my way of thinking is extinct. And I feel like, you know, in the future, a lot of people are just going to keep on doing that. And it's the volume of it, like the, and it's going to intensify. Like people are not going to just stop voting along party lines because I pointed out that it's a stupid way to do things. And, that's why even parties exist, though, because they want, party people want constituents, party people. Politicians want people who support them. So they're like, if I put a letter next to my name, then I'll get instant support. And that's a stupid way to do things. You might as well just put a dollar sign by their name, because at the end of the day, that's all they really want. They want to drive money their way. And I hate to say stuff like that, but it's very much true. Like there's a lot of like personal interest there, and there's a lot of money that's being exchanged, and we all know it, but we just kind of turn like a blind eye to it. So, but yeah, like I said, I was gonna talk about where I stand, and that's where I stand. I stand in a spot that I'm very lonely in because a lot of people don't vote the way that I do, or look at politics the way that I do. And if I'm a dying breed, I'll go out that way. That's fine. I'm still going to do it, you know, the way I've always done it until my last days. So. But, okay, now I'm going to throw it on my listeners out there. I want to know, you know, why is it that you vote the way that you do? Why do you vote for the Republican Party? Or why do you vote for the Democrat Party? And let's just kind of take a look. Oh, you know what stinks is, I'm getting sidetracked a little here. What stinks is there was an election, and that would have been a perfect time to launch the podcast. But I didn't get my equipment from B&H till like way after the election. So it would have been perfect to launch around that time, but we launched last week, so we got to deal with the time that's dealt with us. So, okay, I don't want to get sidetracked though. Back to what I was saying. Why do you vote for whatever specific party that you vote for? Because it just seems to me like, you know, there's like a lot of issues at hand or whatever, and it seems to me that neither one of these parties is kind of achieving. You know, they can't achieve anything because they don't even really know their direction. So it's sort of like, if you voted Democrat, you want healthcare, like you want nationalized healthcare or whatever. And if, you vote Republican, you don't want that. But it's kind of weird, like Obama kind of made like a stride as far as that with his Obamacare, but that, there's a lot of like little pitfalls there that I didn't like. Like if you don't have it, you got to pay money and stuff like that. And I guess it stressed out small business owners because it was hard to work with. And you couldn't like keep your plans or whatever. Like there was so much, like I said, there was so much minutia that, you know, the public kind of had to work around. So that was kind of a pain. And then you had Donald Trump, who kind of felt like, oh, you know, he kind of listened to his constituents and they would complain about Obamacare. And he'd be like, well, we're going to repeal the Affordable Care Act and we're going to replace it with Donald Trump Care, and it's going to be like the best thing ever. And then 4 years of inactivity with it. And then, you know, finally before the election, he's like, oh, okay, well, this is the plan or whatever. The public had no clue what was in his plan. And he, for 4 years, it was keep on, oh, yeah, we're going to repeal and replace. Never happened. Over 4 years, it never happened. So it's kind of like, okay, why, you know, if you vote a Democrat, you're hoping that, okay, we'll get nationalized health care. But like I said, that was a big mistake. Maybe Joe Biden can fix it. I don't know. But like I said, there was Obamacare was good in theory, but there's a lot of problems. And then, you know, if you vote Republican, though, okay, we're going to repeal it. Okay, what are you going to replace it with? Well, we're going to replace it. Okay, what are you going to replace it with? It was like 4 years of just kind of like handing it off. So, you know, there's that. And then taxes. Here's another one. Here's another hot button. With taxes, it was, okay. We're going to give tax breaks to everybody. And that was the Republican thing. We're going to give tax breaks to everybody. With the Democrats, it's, oh, you know, vote for us. And if you make this certain amount, we're going to tax the shit out of you. And it's going to get higher from there. So, okay, you know, why do you think that, you know, they're going to vote this way or that way, depending on what you just said? So, I don't know. That was just like a whole mess. So I kind of like look at the big issues or whatever. And I just, like I said, I wonder myself, you know, why do you vote the way you do? And I wish this was kind of like a live show in the respect that I would love to discuss the topic live, but I kind of just got to, you know, record a segment and go from there. So it's just like, I don't understand why you vote the way you do. I would kind of like to propose something. I was kind of working on a project before I started the podcast, and it was kind of, I wanted to form another party, and I know there's already been a trillion of them, but I kind of just wanted to form a party on behalf of the way that I think, like, you know, we kind of see what applies best federally. We certainly give states rights, but I mean, if there's something so powerful and so universal that we apply it federally, we totally would. And then, you know, states would have the rights to do this, that, and the other that they feel is only good for their state. And, you know, it wouldn't work anywhere else, but at least it would work well for them. And like I said, I kind of wanted to do that. And I was always bouncing ideas off my buddies, and I was, you know, working on the side or whatever. And I'd actually like to kind of get back to that, because I feel like we've kind of reached an impasse where that's a very necessary thing. Because of just all the extremism out there, like the party, like the party lines, it's disturbing. Like how fierce and loyal people are to their parties. They can't see the forest for the trees. Sort of goes back to that old adage. But yeah. So I was thinking about doing that, and it takes money, and you got to put a manifesto out there. And like I said, I was working hard on it for a little while, and then I'm like, COVID, and everything's slowing down, and this sucks. And but yeah, I would like to return to that and kind of, you know, pursue it. So, like I said, I feel like it's necessary, and that's why I'm going to do it. So I'm going to go back to working on that, and I would like to call my party the Logical Party of the United States, because we're going to look at things logically. We're going to say, okay, this is the issue at hand. Immigration. Immigration is the issue at hand. And we're going to look at, you know, what works the best for it. Or abortion. Abortion's the issue. What works well for abortion? Affirmative action. Healthcare. Let's go back to what I was already talking about. Healthcare. Taxes. I kind of just want to, you know, when you vote specifically for somebody, it's almost like a counter plan. So it's not even like, oh, this is the best way to address this or whatever. It's like, oh, well, the Democrats propose this. We, the Republicans, will propose that, and it'll be the opposite. It'll be the antithesis. And then it works. It's a two-way street, because you got, the Republicans, you know, propose this way to handle this issue. So as Democrats, we'll run counter with this or whatever. So it's you know, these parties are not even, they're not doing what George Washington did. They're not looking at things and being like, what is the best in, you know, the interest of the country? It's, oh, what's going to screw one group and what's going to also, you know, screw this other party? It's not, it's never, oh, well, this is in America's interest. We should do this. When was the last time you remember somebody voting on something like that? Was it like Lyndon Johnson with like civil rights? Like, when was the last time? When was the last time a politician wasn't like, oh, this isn't the best interest of the party or whatever? It was, you know, when was that? I really feel like it might be Lyndon Johnson. I mean, I can maybe think harder, but I kind of feel like that was the last time that, you know, a president voted on something and it was super important and it was in the best interest of everybody. Because, you know, no one should have, you know, be a second-class citizen because the color of their skin or who they have sex with or what they worship or, you know, what gender they are or whatever the case is. So I feel like, you know, the civil rights movements of the 60s was like the last time that politicians were kind of looking at it. No matter how they voted, obviously it got passed because, I mean, Johnson signed the bill. But that was the last time, like, we all came together as a country and said, you know, enough is enough. And even I feel like there were some people that even sponsored it and were like, okay, I don't like a particular group of people or whatever, but they even sponsored it to say, I can privately hate those specific people and still give them their civil rights. So you tell me, when was the last time that you leave comments somewhere on like social media or something, but, you know, let me know, when was the last time that you think that an important bill was signed since then? Because like I said, I could probably think hard, and you might point it out to me immediately, and be like, oh, well, Jimmy Carter did this, or Ronald Reagan did that, or Bush Jr. did this, or whatever. I implore you to do so. And like I said, I could probably think hard and come up with something, but it sucks that I have to go all the way back to like 1965 in order to say, you know, a politician, they didn't do something on behalf of a party, they did it on behalf of the country, and we need that again. So that's why, you know, I would like to form a party just for that one specific reason, so we can look at things logically instead of along, you know, the rose-colored glasses that these parties wear and be like, okay, I'm going to do this to screw the other party. No, you're going to do something because it's the right thing to do, and we're going to start omitting the wrong things. We're going to start getting rid of the mistakes, and we're going to start getting rid of all the shit that's just associated with like parties. Like, you know, I would like to just make this party, we fix everything, and then we abolish parties. I know that won't ever happen, and like I said, I am a dying breed. I understand this. And I would like to just make the party and actually split. I'd like to be like, okay, I did this important thing, I'm going back to being nonpartisan now, because there could be a Democrat or a Republican that has a better idea than the logical party, and I'd like to vote for them. But yeah, we got to start doing things that's in the nation again, in the interest of the nation, rather. So, yeah, we can't, the parties suck. And that's why this episode is what party and why. Because whether it's a D or an R, it might as well be a dollar sign. And you got to understand, they're not doing things for America anymore. It's they're doing things for themselves and their parties and their constituents, and it's got to stop. Okay, so I think I'm going to leave off on that note. And this was What Party and Why, episode 2 of the PNR podcast. Michael B. Proud signing off. Next episode will be religion, because I want to do one more kind of based on the title. And you'll just have to tune in to see the specificity on that episode. So, yeah, this was the PNR podcast. Love talking with you guys. I hope you're enjoying the show. 115 listeners, doing way better than I imagined. And I'm signing out. So, yeah, I'll catch you guys next week. Good night, Malcolm Butler, wherever you are.